This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Did you slow it down yet?
Oh, dang it.
You Remind son of a gun. You were in there being a terrorist in the bathroom. Blowing it up.
Had a separate meeting.
I mean, Paige, I go around the corner down there, go into the restroom. I just had to, you know, number one. And I should have known because this fat boy's bustling out the door. He says, man, you don't want to go in there.
I said, what?
I said, I have to. And then all of a sudden, my breath was taken from me.
Oh, Lord.
I do notice a little stain on your front teeth.
Oh, my God.
Since you walked out. But I found a new, let's just say it worked out, this visit. Worked out for the best.
How so?
Because I was, I found myself in a position I wouldn't normally get in.
Uh-oh. You sat backwards.
And it just worked out.
Were you hanging upside down like a bat?
No, but it says I was barely hanging on. I'm like, this is probably better.
Oh, my God.
Because I bought a squatty potty once and I couldn't use it because I'm so fat.
I did the same.
I couldn't.
They say it's just better for, you know, the processing, but also the, you know, like in yoga. And I ain't done it much. I know enough to know that, like, you get in that, whatever it's called, I don't know. The one where you get on your back and you get in the fetal position and you just sit with your, I'm not doing it right now. But you get in on your back, and you get in the fetal position. And you hold it, and you stay in that certain position. So, and it, like, you feel it. It just releases whatever. If you could do that way. So if you take your body and just flip it. So you're like, remember when they do tornado drills? Remember those? Uh-huh. You get in there, and you put your, like this.
I don't know how the book was going to help, but.
Well, if you could get in that position while going number two, it would be really good for you and probably your anus.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, Daniel Bryan goes outside.
Allegedly.
He's got one of those compost toilets.
I don't, you know, that's in interviews and stuff. I don't think every single time he runs out in the yard.
I think even when he's on the road, he just goes out to a yard close by and just goes that way. But that natural, you know, way you would go is like,
yeah,
really just helps the position. You really got to contort yourself to make it work.
What was the new contortion though that you did?
I'm barely on the front of the seat, like barely on it.
Ooh.
You kind of have to arch your back so you don't fall off.
You can have the whole seat, but you're only gonna need the edge.
Plus, you got to remember, we're on the we have bathroom stalls that the walls are, I mean, they're tall enough where nobody can see you, but they're not too tall where you can't grab on top.
Right.
So just kind of hang there, kind of like a monkey.
I've asked for stirrups.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
That'd be an awful just one leg at least would help out sometimes.
Ooh, I don't think I could do it. There again, if you got a little extra baggage up front, you got some love handles, it's hard to do that stuff.
Yeah, like you can stand on something and it's kind of curved with a hole in the middle would be good.
You can't return.
You in holes today between your former horse, black hole, now this.
Well, you have to have some kind of like opening to put your.
Whatever. It's called an orifice, you know, like the boss jokes about the name of an office.
You can't return a squatty potty once you get it.
I would think.
They're like, it's yours, buddy.
Well, you just turn into a step stool, which is odd.
I don't like using those because just like the weight limit, I can't.
Why
do
they
it.
Just call it a stool step?
I don't know.
Instead of a squatty potty, because we have to make everything like, oh, it's that's my
kind of cute.
What's the that's my what's the thing? Scrub daddy.
Oh, the scrub daddy. And the eraser baby.
Eraser baby.
Got a bunch of them.
Be cute.
Nobody knows how to market That's why they don't have a stool, whatever it was.
Stool step. Instead of step stool. It's a stool step. You sit on it to push your legs up higher so it'll slide right out.
I weigh too much for them. Yep. It's like, I don't know why I can't zip line. They say I weigh too much, but I'm thinking I'm getting there faster, right?
You take it all down with you.
No, he's just going to drag two ruts into their yard. He does it. I mean, he's going to go, unless you're like that, I don't know what to say to describe it other than that big woman who at the lake was getting on the rope swing.
Oh, gosh.
And she swung about halfway for her. She just had to let go, and she just went down the mountain.
She took the whole branch out.
Let me tell you about my scared dream, and then you tell me if you agree with what. I guess it's called Google AI. Now when you Google something, it'll automatically like tell you without going to a website. I think it's Gemini or whatever it's called.
Oh, I've seen that. It pops up like a couple of phrases up top.
So not to make it so much about the dream, but the because dreams are not always literal. It could be your subconscious telling you this. And I can agree with that. Other times I think it's just nonsense that your brain's just kind of defragging from the day.
Hey.
Defragging. Yeah. So I can't say that I was fighting people, but I was fighting forces. Like something.
That's worse.
I don't know if it was like a spooky dream or if it was like a deep dream, like telling me something.
You're not equipped to fight forces.
Well,
just people.
I could fight in special forces, but not the special forces you're thinking of.
You don't have weapons though, right?
So listen, I'm getting hit all over.
All right.
Not in a fun way, not a pleasurable way, but like hit, thrown around, punched, but I don't see people that are doing it. And I'm lifting my hands to throw back punches or to fight back, and I can't lift my arms. M-A-R-M-S, arms. You can talk about your arms. Y-A-R-M-S. Yarn.
Why they call them forearms if you only have two?
I don't understand that myself.
How come you can't lift your arms?
I don't know. I'm like,
sleep
sorry
paralysis.
To scream that. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't real life. It was in the dream. I'm just getting hit and I'm trying to lift my arms to fight back.
That's the sign you're not supposed to be able to use them. That's why.
They're lethal weapons?
No, it's just like, hey, this isn't for this situation. That's why you couldn't use them.
What was the situation, though? Like,
I guess you're getting jumped into a gang.
No. I
jumped into
the family was a thing years ago.
Yeah, and you couldn't fight back.
So this is, see if you agree with what the Google AI interpretation is. Dreams of being in a fight but feeling like your arms are too heavy to lift are often linked to feeling powerless, frustrated, and blocked in your waking life.
Or is it like an S&M glutton type thing? Like you like the pain. You really like to get beat up.
I'm a puss for that stuff. I'm the sensation of heaviness can represent obstacles or limitations, either external or internal, that make you feel unable to act, defend yourself, or achieve something important to you. That's nice.
What's the underlying current?
I don't know. This has made me feel like, well, crap, I didn't realize that. It's basically, I take that as like you getting punched around by something or thrown around by life and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Something's got to bring it on, right? Like something that happened during the day.
I don't know.
Isn't that how dreams go? Whatever happened that day is kind of what reoccurs.
Yeah. See? In your subconscious, you're going to, this is like.
What did you say?
Yeah, sleep? But not always true. I've went to sleep thinking about sex and never had a wet one. But yet I've had them when I've not been thinking about sex. Vice versa, you know, I've had scary dreams and non-Halloween times. It's not always that. That just like.
But it feels really immersive to the point where it's like,
yes,
actual.
That's
pain.
Why I think we all truly probably dream every night. It's just the ones those feelings.
I don't think I do for real.
I think you do.
Like, I don't remember anything.
That's the thing. You don't. It's like you don't remember the first 3 years of your life.
Yeah, they say that would be the most traumatic experience anybody would ever have.
A reason for it.
Be, actually
being
born. You don't
want to remember it. Like, you don't want to remember what that was like coming out.
I mean, giving, having to make your way out and
see no dad there.
Be born and then.
Jesus. Oh, it'd be traumatic. You see a nurse sitting there with just her, she's wearing some kind of blue paper hat, and her face is covered up like she's a bank robber, and she's got some scissors in her hand. Like, I want to crawl back in.
Why am I naked? And then you look down, like, all right, that's pretty long. You're like, no. Nope.
Consider body size, it's pretty good right here.
That's an umbilical cord. Like, damn it.
I just got
thought that was my gimmick.
I just got that. And look, there's my dad with a camcorder watching this.
Shout out.
Did you know this was going to happen? You always film her there.
Why my arms
so don't
slippery.
Look up your dreams, like what they mean. Just compress them yourself.
I want to know who's beating you up.
But I don't feel that.
But generally dreams are solving problems subconsciously. So what did you solve with that dream?
Nothing. It made it worse. It made me just like, if you remember the dream, it was so impactful you felt it. Like sex dreams, we remember. Or the dreams, I always say this. You have not even a sexual dream, but just a romantic dream about somebody you never thought about that way. And then the next day when you see them, you feel that those butterflies, but you never did before. It's such it's like...
That you can't control.
Well, you should.
Well, you cannot. You don't pick who you fall.
No. I just mean, you control. I get your point with that. But I've never had that before, ever.
This stuff's been analyzed, right? They actually look at brain activity during dreams and try to make some scientific explanation of what's going on.
Yeah. But if you don't remember it, you can't tell the people when you wake up, this is what I was dreaming about that caused the blood rate or the blood pressure rates to go up or whatever.
What makes you actually feel it? Like when you talk about having these SECKS dreams, like are you actually feeling like...
We're spelling it out now, but incorrectly so kids can't write the word sex. It's SECKS now.
Which
or they'll look stupid when they do.
Because according to what you said,
we win both ways.
You have no way out, that you are just stuck in whatever pattern you're in, and that made you realize that you're stuck. And
but I don't feel that. I mean, this is bringing unneeded attention.
Yeah. Well, it's
now
not
I'm
supposed
like
to mess
solving
with
this thing now. Like, I'm just saying, like, just have the dream and don't look it up.
Until you have another one tonight and you'll forget about that.
Maybe I was laying on my arms and they were asleep. asleep, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why in the dream I couldn't do it. It doesn't have to mean that.
When you have these love dreams, are you the only guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know where these things went. I didn't know where fantasy and dreams, you know, kind of meshed.
Do you ever have like violent dreams, like being chased?
I legit don't remember any of it. I remember going to bed and then waking up.
Remember the one where my parents literally like almost like had me exercised, not in a way of working out, but like you to talk to the preacher. Oh, you remember
that?
That's
scary.
That's what the Vitality Center said. You need to exercise.
No.
I told him you wasn't possessed.
Get you on the treadmill. Run the devil out of you.
Kids, if you're still listening, misspelling the word sex, if you have bad dreams, don't tell your parents about them either, especially if they're very religious. That'll turn it into a weird thing.
Don't talk to a guidance counselor either, because, you know.
Oh, stop.
Don't Google it either. Just keep it to yourself. And it'll keep everything better.
That's all.
Especially if it's about somebody you know is like, oh, man, in my dream you died. Don't tell people.
Uh-uh.
Don't talk to your buddies about it, because they will bust your balls.
They really will.
Relentlessly.
They'll say, oh, wow, you sleep? You stay up all night like
you
us?
Have
you
have no
pussy.
Support group.
Right.
And don't talk to the girls about it, because they'll think you're weird and not give you a chance.
Of course.
Unless they're like Wiccans and stuff, and then they'll just try to read your palms.
They'll just cast a spell for you.
All right, morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another thing I was thinking about. Like, to be a Halloween party DJ, you're very limited with it. And there's also no new songs that you could have added.
No, there's not. What's up, everybody?
Everybody.
What's going on? We'll give some candy out. The bad candy nobody likes. The orange and black wrapper candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peanut butter chews.
The apples with the razor blades. Who they're out that? There floating around.
It's the only rappers I'm going to have you don't like. The other ones are cool.
Paige is dressed as a Vietnamese hooker. Watch out for the razors, guys.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's the circus in town. Somebody left a bunch of peanuts for you to eat.
No.
Did you say peanuts?
Hey.
Somebody's watch.
You know, pre-internet, I'd tell everybody, I was like, that's Michael Jackson. No, it's not. It's Rockwell. I'm like, no, it ain't. I know that voice. That's Michael. And finally, the internet proved me right. He did it uncredited.
Really?
This is Berry Gordy's son.
Hey, are you thinking about talking to your therapist about this dream?
No.
Which, you know, is
probably...
I don't
know how she feels about that stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Is she like a dream interpreter? They probably don't like that.
Nope, does not. It's like going to your doctor, and I've done this too. You go to the doctor and say, hey, this, that, the other. Because I looked it up, and WebMD says it might be cancer or leukemia.
You don't want to
He rolls his eyes. He's like, oh, God. I can't stand when people Google stuff and then come in and ask me and then compare the two because, you know, WebMD likely will link it to something really bad no matter what it is. You got the sniffles? Oh, you got gonorrhea or cancer of the liver or something.
Just you know they hate second opinions. That's why if you say you're going to go get one, they're like, hey, whatever.
Yeah. You don't trust me. You
don't. Ain't good enough for you.
You don't get it your opinion. Way, you go somewhere else. No, I know how she feels about this. She feels as though dreams are just your mind in the Wild West, and you can't. It's not always in a direct interpretation of what you're feeling. But I just had never felt that before, so I wanted to look it up. Because I kind of maybe thought, like you said, Fat Boy, maybe dream paralysis. But it was in the dream. When I woke up, I didn't wake up from the dream either. I mean, I'm not dead, but wait a minute. Pinch me, Paige.
Or pinch him. Okay. He's not wearing green, so you can do it.
Nope.
Have you had the dream where you're fighting to wake up, but you can't wake up? I've had that dream.
What?
Where I felt like someone is pushing me down and keeping me asleep.
Like the back of your head?
Like there's somebody over. Okay, that's naughty.
Were they pushing a pillow over your face?
No, it's like there's a spirit in the room and something is pushing me down where I'm fighting to wake up. I've had that nightmare before.
I killed him in one of his dreams.
Dude.
Remember?
That was awful.
I killed the hell out of him.
Like I was taking a shower and I got out of the shower. I'll never forget this. I got out of the shower and I go and start drying off in front of the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And I look in the mirror and then I kind of, and this is the same way I do it in real life. I dry my hair first, and then I get left arm, right arm,
yep.
Take the back of it, do that shimmy across my back all the way down to the top of my butt crack,
yep.
And then I go down to the legs.
And the knees.
And then down to the other leg, mm-hmm. And then as I look up, Fat Boy's in the mirror, and he's got a knife to my freaking neck and cuts my, I don't know that you cut my head off, but he slashed my neck.
Oh, my God.
In the dream. That one, I came to work that day, and you're like, dude, what's wrong? And it's like, oh, you wait. Save it for the air. Wait till you hear
this.
How did
you kill your friend?
No crap. Oh,
well, we tried
what's wrong with you?
We tried to figure it out.
We had a dream interpreter on there.
Because
she said that I, what was it? I felt intimidated by you or something. It was some kind of weird thing.
You mean the one that said everybody was gay?
Well, that was
a different one, right?
That was a different one.
Literally,
that's why you're gay.
That was part of that.
But there was
2010's programming they were doing.
there was something about the location of where that happened. That's what was kind of weird too. It was an unorthodox place. Obviously, it was a shower somewhere, but
right.
It was like a house or something you didn't know.
Nope. It was.
That's kind of scary.
In my shower, I was in my home shower, but when I got out, I was not in my home bathroom.
That's what
it was like. I had went through a portal.
You did.
Plus, I'm pretty sure I was stabbing him or stabbing. Excuse me. That's where the Southern comes in. I was stabbing him.
Stabbing.
But I don't think I had a knife in this dream.
There you go, Kai. You suck.
This is getting worse.
Come on, man. Get me over in the dream.
You never had like any like that you woke up like in a panic or anything? Like, honestly.
No, but I really don't remember any of them. Like, I don't think I have them.
Not even like the teenage ones?
No. I never had that experience.
God, I had that two or three times.
I really did. Like, for that to happen to me at that age, I had to really make sure, like, I was putting in work, if you know what I'm saying.
To try to remember all that stuff?
No, just
to do it, because eventually you're like, God, is this ever going to happen?
Just, yeah.
And
just
finally, when it does, you're like, good God, that was like that dream.
Exactly. And, oh God, this is bad.
That feeling is like, it's like pure bliss. You're like, what is this feeling? It's almost the feeling when you have the, I'm not joking, the feeling, the dream when you're falling, that feeling of, wow, this feels incredible, but it's going to hurt real bad when I hit, you know? Like that, it's just bliss.
Kind of euphoric until you realize.
You realize, oh wow, I'm dying right
this
now.
This is my mortality.
I'll never forget this. I had a buddy, I won't say his name now because he's...
Rico.
No, it wasn't Rico. But this man with his job, he's a man of the cloth now. So he probably wouldn't want me to say his name, but like he did that, like that happened for him. And then he called me, he's like, man, guess what just happened? And he's like, he's telling me, like, you know,
What age?
13, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I gotta see if I can, you know, make it happen too. So that's why I wasn't gonna have any of those dreams, like just like it never worked.
How could you control that though? You're asleep.
He's talking about in awake time, right?
Yeah. Like in the awake time.
Oh.
But some people, that's how that happened first for them, was like a dream like that.
It was. I didn't know what the feeling was. I thought it was just, I don't know if what I processed it as. I didn't process it as sexual at all.
Yeah.
I just remember that feeling. And I used to think it was like, did I get close to death in that dream? Because, you know, the way you'd hear people that had
near-death experiences.
NDEs.
What makes you feel it, though? Like if you're having a, you know, SECKS dream,
yeah,
like you feel like that's actually going on in the dream. I've heard.
I only felt the end of them, then I later, like you said, identified as what you would call the end of SECKS.
Like in the dream, you're laying there, somebody throws you a towel, and they're like,
no,
and then you wake up.
I reach over and light up a cigarette. No, it's just the feeling.
You wish.
Like you've never had the falling dream either, Paige. You. I know you've let's turn this clock right here.
I've never had kind of like the falling dream, but I did have, like I was saying, I had somebody, I was fighting to wake up.
That's right.
But there was like this dark presence over me, and I never saw face, but holding me down where I can't wake up, and I'm fighting to wake up, and finally I do wake up. Like I feel like I'm going to die if I don't wake up.
Is this at a party by chance?
No. I was at this other place that I lived in, and it was really scary.
But you still have them now?
No, just in that one place.
Do you take anything to sleep at night?
No.
So I wonder if you have a traumatic experience.
Got hung voice on that one.
Well, I did take Ambien, but that's when I cooked a whole dinner and was walking around, and I painted my nails and got nail polish on the wall. And
how the hell does that happen? That's what I don't get.
I cannot take Ambien.
Where does the time go as far as like in your memory? It doesn't exist.
How do you get back up when you're, because it knocks you out immediately.
Absolutely. Well, mine kicks in about 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes a little bit longer.
You can't build a tolerance up to that stuff? Like it still works?
So I've asked my doctor that too. And it could be placebo effect, but when I don't have it, I know it.
But that could be
placebo. Sometimes when I don't have it and I freak out, I just run into the wall real hard.
I mean,
trying to knock myself out.
That would be
great. I'm already
great.
Wearing my pajamas. Why not?
Ideally, if they just kind of give you a placebo every night, but it did knock you out.
It's reassuring. And also, like, I've not had any of the walk-arounds or anything. I did one time eat ketchup or something. It was kind of odd.
The whole bottle?
No.
Oh, just by itself, though?
I think so.
What's wrong with you?
But now, like, with...
It's probably purple, too.
Because of, like, you know, I guess I still have epilepsy, I guess. I hadn't had seizures in years.
There's no cure, right? Like,
I don't guess. But
you still got it. You don't wear the tag, though, but you should.
But I have, like, I have, you know, videos, like, because I'm saying, I can know now if I ever do. What I'm saying? Like, I can go back and watch the videos and stuff. And I turn it off when I have ladies over. Don't worry.
You wouldn't want to do that, right? Why do you think about that? I don't know if you do this, but other people have a camera right on the bed.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I wouldn't want to watch that.
But that's for your safety.
For sure. It's not really a safety thing. It's like, oh, wait, I woke up in the floor. Why? And then, you know, watch the thing. I've not yet, though. It's just more of a thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I used to be the same way. Like, wow, why do you have cameras you see on like AFV? Like you see the dad walking through the living room and he falls, you know, like why was there a camera there? And I guess there's reasons for it.
Such a bit. They just happened to capture those moments in the 90s. I mean, come on.
Well, a lot of those.
Just happened to be filming.
Yeah, just happened to be filming right there. And Dad always got hit in the nuts by the wiffle ball. Always.
Every time.
Always. Oh, we got to go to break now.
All right, actually cool. Afraid to go to sleep, really, because you don't know what's going to happen next.
Apparently, looking at the text, which I neglected, apologies, 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Seems a lot of people are getting chased in dreams. Those are when you wake up the next day, you're tired because you like feel like you ran your whole night in the dream.
Well, at least there's an answer to those, right? Or some kind of conclusion.
Yeah, if you get caught, do you die? If you're having a falling dream, if you actually land, do you die?
That's why my mom took me to talk to the preacher, because the devil was chasing me in my dreams.
Could be.
And literally took me as 3.5 years old to go do a sit down with the preacher.
Oh,
I mean, that was like, I thought I was going to be like...
You can't process it at that age.
No, you'll know. I was getting chased by the boogeyman, essentially. Not from WWE, but...
I was a center wrestler.
But they translated that as that was the devil chasing me for my soul.
Or for a spot and a half. He's trying to get a spot on your shoulder.
This is also when The Exorcist was, still had...
Slow down, fat kid.
Slow down, fatty. I'm going to burn you up.
I'm trying to get your shoulder.
The gap.
What? I can't do it. My devil sounds like Will Ferrell's Janet Reno.
Well, we said the devil's going to have, like, he's going to talk like Lindsey Graham, probably.
Oh.
Get down here where it's nice and warm. it's going to be like the Baphomet thing.
What are you doing, boy?
A little bit of both, guys. I got lady boobies and I got a schlong down here.
Oh, my God.
All right. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to everyone.
Thank you.
People are really enjoying the SCKS thing.
Thank you.
It was...
Look,
that boy and I stumbled upon it at the same time. Like, when you're talking about sex, and you, rather than saying it because you don't want your kids to repeat it, you spell it out for them. And so, if your kid is not dumb, they're just going to write it down.
Bad
and
chance.
Then say, hey, kid... At school, on the bus, what does this word mean? And they're going to be like, oh, man, well, two different things. One, which one are you? Secondly, there's something. It's an act.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to sock him right in the puss.
Right there.
He's going to poke him right in the chops.
Boom.
Well, let's be honest. Kids are stupid. So whenever you can work one on them. And they like to think they're cool because they got their own language. They can talk to each other. Cap, no cap, whatever.
What is erm?
I don't know. I just heard it. No cap.
How do you spell it?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I literally heard
you
it.
You should watch saying words.
I know.
What they mean.
Well, the point is, like, we're smarter than the kids. So when you say, like, S-E-Q-S or S-E-C-K-S or whatever else.
S-E-C-K-S.
Like, they ain't going to know.
Right.
Little stupids. You don't fool with them. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, but everybody's dumb. Like, listen to this thing the other day.
That's a drawback.
Oh, no, this was today. So, this is, the 16th year anniversary of Heath Ledger dying on this day. Listen to this. This really just is just natural flow right here. So, the biggest number one search on this day in that year was Heath Ledger. What was the number two? This will
had to be football related.
No, this is an example of the world being stupid. Oh. Half the world being stupid, not y'all listening. And, we're talking about the dumb people. The second most search term that day was Keith Ledger. I'm not joking. You can look that up.
I do it for fun, but like, this is an actual search.
I'm thinking like that was maybe the first day my mom Googled. Not that she's stupid, but famous names she gets wrong a lot.
And I do it on purpose, but I love that she does it,
right.
Accidentally.
Yes.
And just too many examples to think of, but she's had a bunch of good ones.
Also,
Keith Ledger. That's Interstellar, damn it.
I also want to give some constructive criticism to somebody who has a heart of gold and does a really a lot for really no personal gain at all. And that's Dan in Columbia, who...
Oh, Dan.
And I don't... This is why I hate email. You can't tell tone in the email. And
no, you really can't.
And people have told me that before. Like, hey, did you mean to sound like a complete DH to me in this email? I'm like, designated hitter? They're like, no, dickhead. And I'm like, oh, I see it now. It wasn't in all caps, but I see that. I took this as kind of dickish, but I also understand his point. So apparently he sent us a bunch of songs that we have not played yet.
Yeah, do you want to dive into a couple of them? Maybe give them a little...
Do you have a favorite?
I'm not going to review them. No, I haven't heard these yet.
Okay.
Plus, you know, the ones that we really want Dan to do, he don't really want to do. Like, he can't really offer any submissions. He's not really graciously accepting those.
Which I get that. When and not a lot, but like a few people say, hey, paint me a painting. And I'm like, of what? They're like, I don't know. Paint whatever you want. I'm like, what?
Paint me a Herman hand.
What does that mean?
Make it look just the way I am.
I don't. So I get that. But so he gets his ideas, and I'm still waiting on, you know, tongue punch my fart box to the tune of.
I feel like he's holding that one against
you. Don't rock the jukebox. I think so too, because it's not his baby. He didn't think of it first. But we'll review a couple of these.
That'd be
all right. You know what? Let's just start with this one. I think you'll know what it is when you hear it. It's a classic tune.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 Matthew.
The Rise Guys.
Matt Man is a great guy. Matt Man's got a beard. Matt Man's a germaphobe. That is kind of weird. A morning show host. On the Rise Guy Show, Matt Man's the savior of morning radio. Yeah. Oh, 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 Matthew.
False idol.
Oh, oh, oh.
I like that.
Oh, 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 Matthew.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, 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 Matthew.
All right, I think we got it.
It's kind of saccharine.
It's also saccharine?
It's kind of too sweet.
I don't like that one.
Throw you Splendas up. I don't. That's too self-grandizing. I like more degrading stuff.
I don't want...
I mean, honest to God, I really do. I do. That is not. I mean, Dan, I appreciate it. And what am I saying? I mean, should have played that on my birthday. What's wrong?
We got.
Oh, that was okay. If you scroll down on that email, he says that was for your birthday.
Okay,
dude, my bad.
That's
thank
nice.
You.
Nice.
It didn't mean gift. We had to play it on the radio.
Giving you a gift. Look at old Dan. Well, here's one for
it's
the...
It's save yours of morning radio. It's not just one. It's
here's one for the season.
It's a group show. Of
now, see? Now, this is causing... I didn't ask for that. Nor, in fact, well, you'll tell her, too. I did not know that ahead of time. Hand on a Bible.
I see that.
Your lap. Whatever you want.
Fat boy, wink, wink. Say no more.
Now,
say no more.
You just don't know me as a real person, then. I don't like the self-grandizing stuff.
Here's one we can't play past a few more days. Actually, a couple. Well, tomorrow will be the last day, but...
The Rise Guys!
If you need advice and you want it free, who are you going to call?
The Rise Guys!
800-744...
No.
Dan!
Dan!
You dumbass!
Don't
Dan.
Say that about him.
Fundamental.
He's got problems with numbers. Like, he gave out the wrong FOF line number.
Dyslexic Dan in Columbia. We could put that up there with dumbass Dan in Columbia. And then we can add it to the list of divorced Dan in Columbia.
Oh, God.
Forget Dan. I'm sorry, Dan.
Daniel.
He's being mean.
Do get that, man. He sent that for the All Advice Show, which we've already done. That was Tuesday.
I'm glad you turned that down.
Let me reiterate the phone number for Dan. Maybe we don't say it enough. 1-800-774-0093. That means 009.
Dan's a little rusty. He needs a winner.
Don't quit talking mess about a guy that for 20 years or 18 years has been making free songs for us in his spare time.
Show me something good, fat boy.
You know that phrase, you get what you pay for, right?
Well, he's put out some gems.
Trying to get some heat on you, Dan, so you come after me.
Made me a copy of that one, though. That was pretty good.
Yeah, get that number. You didn't even say it too fast that time.
No. 1-800-774-0093. I'll reply to his email with the phone number.
Do you remember the other one? It wasn't the wrong number. It was not enough numbers.
The 8-6-4-2-4-3-1-8-8.
Yeah. That's all it was. Like, come on, Dan.
God bless him.
You don't proof here these things?
Proof, listen.
I'm going to put you in a headlock.
Yes, we take submissions. Hell yes. We'll play them too. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. As a text, I'm just reading and responding to verbally. It's easier that way for me than actually typing.
Send them in, yeah, hell.
Yeah, we'll play them. I mean, that one local band got real pissed at us because we didn't think it was the greatest thing since sliced bread they made for us.
But I mean, hell, Looper knows how to play the guitar in his Korean bowl.
He probably plays a sitar too if you want.
Oh, yeah. He can send us something.
His kid plays the fiddle.
His whole family's in a band.
Yep. Yeah, Paige's like, in Emmett Otter's jug band, correct? Hey, at least at Christmas.
No, I try.
What does she play?
What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out what a drunk golfer did to some other guy in Canada. We'll talk about that next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
I'm going to write down a guess, what I hope he might have done.
You going to write it down real quick?
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I got a Sharpie. Oh, did you write yours down, too?
I can't write fast enough.
I know.
Can you imagine if you were on like Quick Jeopardy and you had to write it so fast?
Is that right, Alex?
Nailed it.
I thought I got it right. That's what Jeopardy should be. You got to hold it up.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, look at mine. Would you accept that one?
Wow. That's 3 out of 4 alliteration. That's pretty good.
It is. BBBF.
It's uncanny how you think the same.
Big Bertha.
I know. Why don't we both go to that?
Big Bertha BF. All right. We will find out.
Oh, my God.
Dumb people are not going to know that one. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.